Good morning and welcome to Sportin' Life with Sam Kinkovich and Leon Wiegard. Sam, happy birthday, old son.
Oh, thank you, Leon. I thought you might have overlooked it yesterday. Yes, I had a... not that you want to make it very public, but I did have a very enjoyable day. And quite surprising, a number of people that did recognise it as such and sent me some very nice texts, which I admired greatly. But I'll be implicitly candid with you. It was a day that will go down in infamy, as far as I'm concerned, because it was totally devoid of any gifts. Funny, because normally I'm inundated with them. And yesterday there was a... I don't know why... I left out a lot of flyers. I sent a lot of flyers out, you know, a week or two prior to. But the response was very minimal, Leon. However, I had a wonderful day.
You got mine, didn't you?
I got yours,
it's
yeah.
It's in the mail.
Yeah, it's in the mail. I did. So, but I had a wonderful day. Wonderful day. The first week of footy, so partially over the first round, which was successful. I realise that. But the interstate round was... Had mixed reception.
Big numbers.
Well, they're big numbers. I think the big numbers were the most important, and that is the TV.
Yeah.
I think the stadiums only hold 40,000, 30,000, but that's irrelevant. I think the TV audiences were massive, and I think that's where the big bucks are. So I think from that perspective, I think it was a big success for the league, and to promote it from that point of view, even though Melbourne was starved and, you know, probably Perth was starved of... you know, probably potentially 250,000 people attending, you know, which we would have had at the G and Marvel and also in Adelaide and
now,
Perth.
You told me, Sam, why did they... Now, we're coming up next week, at the end of this week.
Yep.
For week one.
Yep.
So last week doesn't count.
No.
This is week one. Why? Why did they just call that week one?
Well, I think it was part of their promotion scheme. They wanted to sort of impact very heavily on the interstate clubs, particularly development stage.
So, you know, the rationale.
But... Yeah, the rationale, and that's what it was, but specifically. And, you know, from that point of view, and I guess they wanted to put a stake in the ground. It'd be something a little bit unique and a little bit different, you know, to promote the game.
Well, it worked.
Well, I think it worked. I think it's got some legs. I think it gleaned a fair bit of traction. Unlike the rugby league, who, you know, went to Vegas, so I think that was more bells and whistles, and that'll be ultimately in due course. We'll find out whether that's got some legs, because our next guest will unload us. And why don't we introduce you? He's one of the all-time greats of another code, but a great Australian.
Alan Alfie Langer is a... I nearly say Alfie Matthews. Good man of ours. Alfie Langer, of course, is an all-time great rugby league player. Multiple award winner, and who's to know what else? We're going to find out as we talk to him and say good morning. Hey, Alfie, you got some sort of reputation. God, it's your page after page.
Good morning, man. And I forgot your birthday, too.
It's all right, Alfredo.
The check's in the mail, mate.
I'll catch you on your next Friday, Alfredo.
Yeah, no, not a problem, mate. I'll have a birthday drink with you, mate.
Hey, Alfie, you had a long, long career in footy.
Yes, very enjoyable career. Still lucky enough to be involved with the great Brisbane Broncos and Queensland State of Origin team, so good times ahead. But as you said, we had a wonderful time in Vegas, but it's always bigger and better over there, but a great start to the year.
Alfredo, tell me something. How come you and Darren Lockyer were left out of the very best Broncos side? It's unheard of, isn't it?
Oh, I'm not sure about that, Kenko. I don't choose or pick size, but as I said, mate, I had a wonderful career.
Did you ever?
And had some great times.
And, of course, you were an Ipswich boy. You started way back then. What people don't realise, Alfie Langer would have been a superstar in Aussie rules as a rover. But, of course, you know, through geographics and demographics, he's... Unfortunately,
there wouldn't have been much Aussie rules in Ipswich.
No, there was. There wasn't.
But there was. There's a great AFL area up there as well. But no, I was brought up in rugby league and cricket. But they were my two sports.
So the direction you took from your early days, Alfred, where did it all start for you? I know it was at Ipswich, but how did you finally find your way to the Broncos?
I played for the Ipswich Jets in the Queensland Cup back then, That was in 86, 87. Was lucky enough to be picked in the Queensland Origin team in 87 under the great guidance of Wayne Bennett. And then the Broncos started in 88, and that's when I was lucky enough to be signed by them for a two-year deal back then on and a massive $10,000 a year, which I certainly jumped at.
When it's in relative terms is a lot of money, because you can buy a house in Queensland nearly, you know, for 30 grand at a nice house, because they signed a second contract. It was good. And one thing about Alfie Leon, a lot of people don't realise, do you know this guy captained his local team, his state side, and the international side, the Australian team, to victory all in the 1 year, captained them.
Amazing.
That's a wonderful feat, Alfred, isn't it? And, of course, AM, Water of Australia.
Yes, I was very lucky, and I was involved with some great players over the years, made a lot of great friends, but as I said before, and still great mates with the great Wayne Bennett. I've never seen a coach like him before. I know you've got some fantastic coaches in the AFL, but Wayne Bennett is one of the leading lights in rugby league.
What makes him so... I mean, he's amazing... He doesn't look the part, he doesn't talk the part, but he gets it done.
Yes, he's in his early 70s and still loving what he's doing. And I'm sure he'll coach on for years to come. It's the last year at Redcliffe this year, but I'm sure he'll get a job somewhere next year. He's already put his hand up. He's ready to go again. So I'm not sure where he'll end up, but I'm sure he'll have a coaching job next year. But what he's such a good coach for is he gets to know his players. He knows their families. He gets the best out of each individual. And certainly, as I said before, he enjoys what he does and certainly keeps him going.
Yeah, Melman Inga said the same thing. Melman Inga said he doesn't know where his life would have gone if he hadn't crossed paths with the great Wayne Bennett, and he was that sort of guy that really took players on board and their families as well. Alfie, tell me, who are the great halfbacks in your era?
I played against a lot of great halfbacks. Peter Stirlings, the Steve Mortimers, Greg Alexanders, Jeff Toovies, Ricky Stewart's, probably one of my greatest rivals, and then come on board Andrew Johns and then Jonathan Thurston. So some great talent there and certainly some superstars in their own right.
But they were towards the end of your career, weren't they? I mean, Sturlo and Sticky. When did Sticky finish?
No, Sticky finished a similar time to me, but he was my greatest role. Sterling and Mortimer's and Alexander's at the start of my career, and then certainly Andrew Johns at the end of my career. He was the one that took over the halfback role and with the Australian side.
Who do you regard as the best? I mean, it's that subjective, but Andrew Johns gets lauded. He's in legendary status. I often look at a former great mate of ours. Remember Tommy Radonigas in a vastly different era, in different times.
Yes.
But in your estimate, who was your toughest opponent? Probably Sticky, was he?
Sticky was, yes. He was my toughest opponent. Certainly a great mate of mine and still... We remain great friends today. But I've got to say, Wally Lewis, I've played with and against. I still rate him the best player I've played with.
On that note, how is Wally now?
Wally's going great. He's had a few, problems, but he's still getting on great. We see him a lot. He still works with Channel 9 here in Queensland.
And yeah, I know.
He's always around at the Broncos. He's certainly a Bronco forever, and certainly we see him a lot around the club.
He was the bloke that we people from down south here understood to be the great innovator, the fellow that really did things differently.
Well, he was. As I said, he was a great leader, and certainly when things are up against the wall, he was a guy that you look forward to win you the game, and certainly when the game was on the line, you just looked to Wally Lewis and he could win games in big times.
Can we just talk about the start of the Broncos? We know Johnny Rebay very well, and they got together a group of businessmen to put the club together, but they also had to get the coaching and the management right. They must have done something right.
Yeah, well, they did. They poached Wayne Bennett, who was coaching Canberra at the time, to come back to Brisbane, and then they got Power Brewing on as a sponsor, which Powers didn't have a bear on the market at the time, but they put $1 million in 88. They didn't have a bear on the market till 89, which was a great coup. And certainly, and the board was the owners, Gary Balkin, Paul Morgan, Steve Williams and Barry Moran are like great men in their own rights, great businessmen, and certainly, you know, put their balls on the line and got the Broncos started.
I knew Porky very well, and he was a great loss to the game, lost to sport, really, Porky Morgan.
He died early, had a heart attack on a golf course. He went way too young, and certainly a great businessman in his own right.
Mm.
Alfie, I mean to say, rugby league, you were also very fortunate. I mean to say, you had a great pack, didn't you? You know, the forward pack's terribly important.
I was lucky, you know, I've played in a lot of great teams, but, you know, the forward pack, the workers, they go unnoticed a lot, but certainly I was lucky enough to play with some great players, and certainly, you know, in the early 90s, we had a great side, and
It was impregnable, that side, wasn't it? Some of the great names there, you know. You know, you go through it, you know, you talk about Langham and Inga and the backs. But that forward pack was massive, wasn't it?
We had Lazarus.
Sivan and Siva, you had Lazarus, Sivan and Siva, you had Sam Bacco.
Petro,
you had
Sam Bacco, early days, Greg Dowling's in the early days.
Greg Dowling, yeah.
Shane Webkes, Brad Thorns.
Shane Webke, what a player he was. How tough was he?
Fantastic players.
Shane Webke, how great a player was he?
Oh, he was, mate, and he trained that way as well. So he was very tough, and we've got a player that's playing at the Broncos now who reminds me of Shane Webke in Payne Hass, who just turns up week in, week out, and puts in a great effort.
Yeah, there's a big rap on him at the moment.
Alfie.
Yes, well, he's won five, you know, and he's only young. He's won five Player of the Years at the Broncos already in his early young career.
Of all the years that you had and so many successful ones, 98 seems to stick out as one that you should remember very fondly.
Yeah, I think you mentioned it earlier. That's when we won the State of Origin Series, we won the Grand Final, and then capped the season off with a Test Series win over New Zealand, which was a fantastic year. And under, as I said before, under the great guidance, Wayne Bennett coached the whole three as well.
The State of Origin, which is the showcase of your competition. Alfie, how difficult is it, you know, for mate to come up against mate with the degree of venom and malice that, you know, we see?
Yes, it's the three best games all year, three best games to play in during the year. And I'm, as I said before, I'm lucky enough to be involved with the Queensland side. We're off to Melbourne this year. Game two's in Melbourne.
It is.
Back in Melbourne this year, the State of Origin. So, but in saying that, everyone loves playing Origin. That's what the players play for. It's the three biggest games a year, and certainly the players look forward to it. I'm lucky enough to be in them camps. It's just a joy. We've got the great Billy Slater coaching Queensland at the moment, who's doing a fantastic job with the team, and certainly coaches the way he played.
So there was a bit of tragedy with Billy yesterday. You're over that, are you?
No, I'm not, mate.
I think there was a drowning somewhere off his brother-in-law, allegedly. I'm not sure, but it was brought to my attention yesterday.
Oh, I haven't heard that, mate, so yeah, I'm very sad to hear, so...
On another note, Alfie, the Vegas trip, I'll get to Vegas very shortly, but this sledging and the thing that goes on, the litigation behind the scenes, I mean to say, in your day, I mean to say you're renowned for it.
And yeah, it's a tough one, but, you know, there's no need for that in sport today. It's certainly well known what's happened, and certainly I think... Spencer Lenu got 8 weeks last night, so it's a tough punishment. But there's no.
It's a lie of the new land, yeah.
Yeah, it's a lie of the land, and that's the way it goes. So it's really hard for me to comment on.
Just on Vegas now. What are your views on Vegas? You know, it was a brave initiative of Volandis.
I think it would have been an expensive issue, but I think it worked out really well. We had two great games over there. 40,000 people, great stadium, and the amount of Australians that went over. I think it's like the a showcase, which is the Magic Round, which is played in Brisbane every year now. It's great to see every team play there, but to see it showcased, and as I said earlier, America's big and better. Everything's big over there, and certainly they highlighted the game. It was watched by plenty back in Australia, and certainly it was a great environment to be part of.
Alfie Langer, our guest on Sport and Life. Alfie, just back to your own career. How about the remarkable comeback in 2001 when you'd been in the UK and out of the blue, all of a sudden you're playing again?
Yes, well, I retired in 1999 here, and lucky enough I was asked to go over to Warrington for 2 years, so I played over there and never ever thinking I'd get another chance to play Origin football again, but got a call from a great mate, Wayne Bennett, and was on the plane in a week and a half and was back playing the third Origin in a decider, which I never, as I said before, I always wanted to come back for the play at the Broncos, which I did in 2002 for one more year, but to get a second chance to play Origin football was pretty special.
Sam, how's that? A couple of years out of the game, you came back, one try, two assists.
Yeah, unbelievable. Well, it comes as a surprise, you know, the calibre of the guy and the skill of the guy. But Alfie, for so long, what is it about this Queensland air up there that makes you so superior come State of Origin? I mean to say, for so long you were pummeled into submission by New South Wales, and all of a sudden you've turned it around. What is there an ingredient up there that was it a catalyst that made it all happen?
I just think it's a passion the Queenslanders play with, but it's a very close competition. New South Wales got great teams as well, and if you look at the matchups over the years, I think it's very close. The margins between the sides. So it's very close, and New South Wales, again, are going to be very hard to beat this year. We've won the last two series, so I'm sure New South Wales will be fired up this year, ready to win that shield back.
I always remember my first State of Origin at Lang Park. Remember Lang Park? I was there with Ray Warren in the early 80s. I was in Sydney, and I'll never forget the opening scrum. It was Artie Beetson and Craig Young.
Yes.
Craig Young was a front rower for St George's, you know, Rocket Ready and all them. Well, it was the best brawl I've never seen ever in my life for about 30. Went on for about 2 minutes. And then I saw Les Boyd.
Well, them days ago, mate, there's no more punching in the game, but certainly that's what Origin was about in the early 80s. The old Biff was on, and certainly the crowd loved it.
Oh, they were baying for blood. I saw Les Boyd run about 50 metres and jump in and just boots and all. It was just frightening. What did you say? There's no Biff in since then?
No.
What about Paul Gallen when he dropped that?
The Paul Gallen bunch, the punch, that's when the Biff all finished.
Yeah, that was the end of it. And rightfully so, because they made rugby league far more attractive, far more watchable. And as a consequence, I think the turnstiles ticked over far more positively. Alfie, on that note, what are you doing now?
No, I'm still lucky enough, as I said.
To be involved, yeah.
Involved with the Broncos as an assistant coach, a great club. Very unlucky in the grand final last year. We got run down.
We kicked
16 points clear, and to be run down the last 20 minutes, a great last 15 minutes by Nathan Cleary. I still can't believe we got beaten.
It's quite bizarre. I mean, I watch that game like everyone else. It's just beyond comprehension. You could lead in a big game like that and get run over because all the momentum was with you.
At half time, going into the half time break, we're 8-6 down, but Penrith had all the ball. We just had to do too much work. We made a lot of errors, so it took a lot of gas out of us. But we come out in the second half, scored three quick tries and thought, home and hose. But as you said, the game's not over to the final whistle, and you know, and you've got to congratulate Penrith. They've won the last 3 years. It's pretty tough.
They've been
to
a great side
in any competition.
What about Kevy? How's he now, Kevy Walters? Has he got over it all now?
And as I said, you know, I think he's been the coach for the Broncos the last few years. He's done a really good job from where the club was. We really
struggled.
We had a fantastic year last year, but you know, we had a loss in our first round this year, so it's going to be a tough year. But I'm sure the boys will fight back with the way they've built up over the last couple of years.
Alf, how do you rate the Melbourne Storm's chances this year?
Melbourne Storm's always going to be in the competition with Craig Bellamy at the helm. They had a great first round win, and they beat Penrith in the first round. Just watching their defensive effort, and they had probably Munster and Asafa Solomona not playing, so they did a marvellous job.
Alfie, if you look at the game now from when you played, are you happy with it, or could you tinker it a bit more?
Mate, it's great to watch. It's a very tough game, very physical. I'm lucky enough because I run the water for the Broncos being out in the field, so I don't have to make a tackle or get tackled. So it's a great way to watch the game.
It's very quick now, isn't it? I'm going to say, without being disrespectful, but I often look at the front rowers of today, like their recovery is phenomenal by comparison to the front row of, say, the 80s.
Yeah, well, they're athletes today, mate.
They're athletes.
They train hard, and just all the work they do is, you know, they warm up before they do their weights. Like, it's just it's incredible the way they prepare these days, and certainly they get looked after well, but it is a tough game. It's tough and physical, and certainly just seeing the players, they're athletes.
So, Alfie, the predictions for this year now. Presumably you think the Broncos are going to be in the grand final. Who are they going to be playing?
Melbourne's always going to be up there, I think. I think the competition's going to be very close. You can't write Penrith off. They've been there the last 3 years. So I'd love to see the Broncos there, and I think the Lions will win the AFL. There you go.
Hey!
Alfie, just stick to the terms of reference, all right, what you're good at.
Yes.
Now, Alfie's one of the truly great characters of the game. You've got no idea. I'm sure you understand. He is much respected, much loved by each and every one of us. Did you find your way all right around Vegas? Did you have trouble getting around, or you had escorts?
No escorts, but... No, I had a wonderful time there, mate. As I said, we stayed in LA. We trained in LA for a week, but we're only in Vegas for three nights. I caught up with my brothers. All my brothers come over. I've got three brothers and a couple of mates. They come over for a holiday, but to just show them around Vegas and have a good time was pretty special.
And what about who was the most disliked player you've ever played against? Who was I know you don't hold grudges.
Yeah, we can't hold grudges.
No, we don't hold grudges, but if there was one player you could just have...
Benny Elias was one. Not that I grudged him, but a lot of people did.
I tell you something, you ask that question of 100 people in a straw poll, 99 would say Benny Elias.
Yeah, but in saying that, he's a lovely...
He is a great bloke, isn't he?
Guy, and certainly a great mate of mine.
Now, here's another Dorothy Dixon, obvious one. 4 premierships with the Broncos. Does one stand out that was extraordinary?
I think your first one's always the one that stands out, but I've got to say probably the 98 one was even better because it was when the Super League and NRL got back together.
Yeah, they were interesting times. Just on Super League, because, you know, Leon said Johnny Rebo's a great mate of ours, which he is, and, of course, Johnny was... He was on the other side of the fence. He was the architect of Super League, and he was Murdoch's right-hand man. You would have been approached, Alfie, with cool brown bags by the hundreds to...
Yes, it was all happening back days. It was very special times. A lot of, you know, disgruntled people on both sides of the camp. But in saying that, it was good for the players, but in saying that, it ruined a lot of relationships on and off the field, but certainly it was great in 98 when everyone got back together.
Did you switch to bigger
and better for it?
Did you go to Super League, Alfie?
Yeah, all the Broncos. We stayed in Super League.
Yeah, I thought so. That's where the you built those skyscrapers and all those buildings and all the resorts. Good luck to you.
Well, one thing I'd like to ask you, Alfie, down here we put a lot of, in the AFL, you know, the Brownlow Middle's been the guy. You know, if you win that, you're the best player. There's a lot of discussion about whether that's true or not. Does the Churchill, which you won in 92, have the same sort of effect? Is it
Clive Churchill? It
clearly
no,
the best
player.
Clive Churchill's the player of the match.
Oh, Dally M. Sorry. Right, yeah.
The Rothmans Medal is the award up here for the player of the year.
Yeah, does that have the same sort of weight, if you like?
Yeah, it is. It's voted. You get points, same thing as your Brownlow Medal down there.
Alfie, you've how many times did you win it?
I was lucky enough to win it in 92.
92, that's right.
Yeah, just once, yeah.
Yeah. Was that the Rothmans? Was it called the Rothmans Medal?
Yeah, Rothmans Medal. That's
it's not
correct.
The Rothmans Medal now.
Yeah, it's still the Rothmans, yes.
Is it?
Oh, no, it isn't.
Alfie,
actually.
Please. Please, no. Alfie. I name it. They call it the Dally M Awards, but it's the... Yeah, because that's your gala night of nights. And, of
it
course,
sure
that's when they named the all-time greats. But I remember the Rothmans Medal very, very, very closely.
Now, Alfie, over such a long time in footy, you had your highs and your lows and on and off the field, I guess, like everybody. But you must have gathered one or two people together that remain your lifelong friends.
Well, I lost my great friend last year. It was the great Tom Redonicus. So that was, well, it might have been 2 years ago.
He's
a very special close friend of mine. I first met him when he coached me at the Ipswich Jets. He came up there to coach the Ipswich Jets, and certainly a great guy, a great character, and certainly, you know, I was a great mate till he passed away, and certainly he's very sadly missed.
Yeah, he was a terrific guy, and you had a bit of dealings with Artie too, Artie Beetson?
Yes, had a lot of dealings with Artie, yeah. And certainly himself and Tommy were great mates as well, and to see them both go was very sad days for the rugby league fraternity. But in saying that, I've got a great mate, Wayne Bennett, who's a great mentor and still a great friend.
Fantastic.
Alfie, it's been a great joy having you with us on Sport and Life today. Thanks very much. More strength to you, and good luck to the Broncos.
Thanks, man. Have a great day, and happy birthday, Kicker. I'll catch up with you Friday, pal.
Thanks, Alfie. And listen, while we got you there, all our guests are receipt of a couple of bottles of the finest wine from Mitchelton or Hubert's with Jerry Ryan, one of our great friends, owns. So next time I see you, or next time you're down, we'll look forward to handing those to you. The only problem you have, of course, is Leon's in charge of distribution, and our first guest who was here 4 years ago is still suing us for them. But so, don't hold your breath, but we do owe you a lunch.
Okay, mate. Not a problem, pal.
See you Friday.
See you, guys.